Hey, amazing people. How's it going today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today, let's talk about opportunities. What do you do when you're faced with an opportunity? And how often in life do we get unique opportunities? You know, this past week, I've been traveling, been doing the first convention post-pandemic, and it's been very, very interesting. And there's been a lot of change, and you know, a couple of opportunities presented themselves, and for the very first time in my life, I grabbed them with both hands and refused to let go. It's an unusual thing for me because I'm always waiting for it to be perfect. I'm always going, okay, is there a better time to take advantage of this opportunity? And in waiting, usually you lose the opportunity. It's like when you're at a meeting and you have a question, and when the instructor goes, does anybody have any questions? And you don't ask your question, hoping somebody else will. Nobody does, and your question goes unanswered. So I guess the lesson here is we have to learn to recognize opportunities. And when we recognize we have an opportunity, you have to learn to take it right then and there. There is no perfect time. If you wait, somebody else may take it. So, you know, if you want to be heard, if you want to take advantage of an opportunity, you've got to jump in with both feet. You've got to make a leap of faith. And it's a little scary. So there's a couple of opportunities for me this week that I took advantage of. You know, our brand's got a new CEO coming in, and I wanted to have a heart-to-heart conversation, just get to know him. And, you know, and I know the gentleman, but just, you know, what his plans are, what his thoughts are. And I was going to be in town, so I asked him if I could have lunch with him. Would have never done it before. Would have totally shied away from it. It's totally out of my comfort zone, and we'll see how it goes. The second opportunity was to visit, you know, the build site of a new hotel. You know, I asked if I could do a site. I know it's under construction, but again, an opportunity which, if I hadn't asked to go on the walk, I would have never been able to go on the walk. And, you know, they said, yeah, come on over. It's awesome that you're coming over. So, again, I think we sometimes fear the unknown, and it's never as bad as our mind imagines it's going to be. There isn't going to be that outright rejection. And even if there is, you know, if you're seeking an opportunity, the worst thing that can happen is somebody tells you no. And if you hadn't asked, it would have been a no anyways. So again, just a quick lesson on opportunities. They're rare. They don't happen often in life. And like I say, with change, it's something you have to practice. You have to practice grabbing that opportunity. You have to practice taking advantage of the opportunities that are laid in front of you. And you have to practice being able to recognize you've been given an opportunity. That's something that's been a pandemic lesson for me, is I had several opportunities laid in front of me. And, you know, since I was hyper-focused this year and there wasn't a lot going on, I recognized them for what they were and took full advantage of them. You know, public speaking was one of those opportunities that I got. And it's, you know, honestly my biggest fear. And I embraced it. And it's opened up a whole new world for me that, you know, before I would have refused to even look at or even consider speaking in front of a group of more than 10 people. You know, that was the one thing in life that I was never going to do. I was dead set on, hey, this fear is going to rule me. I'm not going to rule it. And having grabbed a unique opportunity this year, it's really opened my eyes to, you know, how short-sighted that was. But that's what fears do. So again, if someone gives you an opportunity, or if you see an opportunity and you typically don't take advantage of these things, try grabbing onto one of those with two hands and see where it takes you. I think you'll be surprised. And as always, I want to leave you with my message. You know, take someone random today and tell them they're amazing or awesome. You know, it could be a server at a restaurant. It could be your best friend. It could be your spouse. tell them they're amazing today and make a positive impact on their life today. Make them smile. And if nobody's told you you're amazing or awesome today, you're amazing. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.